Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah, this is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and this is John Jacob Schmidt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show, and it is great to be with all of you and have all of you with us. It has been obviously a very busy week, as many of you know, who have been I've been corresponding with throughout the week via email and meeting some of you in person. The American Redoubt movement is on the move. The American Redoubt Radio Operators Network is seeing some explosive growth right now, and the networks are being established and they are growing across the country, not only the American Redoubt. Very exciting, lots of stuff going on. In fact, so much going on that I once again did not know if I was going to be able to get a show out. And so it was just right up to the second. And it's amazing. It is amazing. All of you who are getting involved on the communication side, on the political side, waking people up, waking yourselves up, and deciding that there is something worth fighting for. That's Americanism. This is the safe haven and refuge for God-fearing, liberty-minded American patriots who are very concerned about the direction that our country is headed. And so a lot of you are beginning to take action who were awake but just didn't really know what to do. It's like people start waking up, they start milling around, and then all they need is just a little bit of direction and guidance and kind of a nudging in a certain direction to the right. And off you are going. It's just incredible to see. I'm very encouraged right now. I am going to, once again, I'm going to mix this up. We've got an interview that I so want to share with you of a Polish immigrant who escaped communism, came to the United States, and I got his story. I sat down with him last weekend. We talked about it over the radio, Skype, and I wanted to air that for you last week. I pushed it back to this week, and then this week, once again, because I was deployed to another part of the American Redoubt, working with some AMRON operators, some communicators, in among a group of a patriot group that is looking forward to see that the direction that we're headed, they are being proactive about preparing for the rebuilding effort afterward, and they understand that one very key critical component of that is communications. They needed an introduction, and they just kind of needed a little fire lit. They needed some information as far as what the big picture looks like communications wise, how they fit into it, and then the technical side of things. What about these radios? What are they capable of? What's their limitations? What do we need? Where do we need to go from here? And how can we start a local AMRON net? And then once we get that going, how do we tie that into other AMRON nets that are being established across the American Redoubt and across the country? So that's what that was about. And it was just an amazing time. It was not just communications. It was so much more. And I'm always encouraged when I meet God-fearing, liberty-minded patriots that all are catching the same vision. These people get it. They get it. And what more can I say? A lot of you are on your way to the American Redoubt. Some of you have already made your move. You've taken the gap, and you've relocated to the defensible mountainous region of the inland Pacific Northwest United States to join others that are like-minded and changing the demographics, actually strengthening and shoring up the demographics of this region already, which is very strongly conservative. But anyway, I'm going to, I feel so bad. I'm going to push this, this interview back because of A, I didn't get a chance to, edit it the, like I need to be able to air it. And then also I had such a full plate and being, gone all weekend, was not able to prepare the material that I wanted to for the show. And I don't think you guys are mind. I don't think you'll mind. I hope not. I am going to cover some stuff that I wasn't really planning on. It's American Redoubt related things. And as most of you know, the communications SOI, that's signals operating instructions, that I've been working my brains out on over the last 2-3 weeks now to really push to get that done. And that is done. And so the other reason why I had to change things up is because I was putting some fires out today. We had the PayPal link wasn't working. And then the had a couple, the PDF file of the downloadable PDF file was something was damaged file. Something, it wouldn't download for several people. So anyway, we're just scrambling all day today. And I've been really trying to get that out by last Wednesday and then this Saturday, and then I was gone Saturday. And so we finally got that out today, and we had to work some bugs out. But more and more of you are arming yourselves with information, with a standardized communications plan. And I'm going to talk about that here in just a little bit. And I'm probably just going to do a couple of segments. But there are some things that I want to hit on, and there's some things that I want to bring up for sure, follow up next week, because there's a lot of stuff. You guys paying attention to the droughts down in California? The mainstream news is burying some of the extreme drought that they are facing, and some communities reportedly are already running out of water. There is already panic setting in some communities. And we are in February, and so things could get real ugly. I am in contact with somebody who's got firsthand boots on the ground information as far as what's going on in regards to that. I'll tell you what, there's so much going on. Don't waste too much time getting to the American Redoubt. People are going to be chasing water, and they're going to be moving to other places. The American Redoubt, most of the parts of the American Redoubt, especially the mountainous region, is very rich and plentiful in water, which could result in people chasing water. That could be a problem in and of its own right. So many of you are planning on moving here if things go down. I want to strongly encourage you to begin developing relationships, pre-position items here with your friends, with your family. I wish we had a multimillionaire, a patriot version of George Soros that would say, you know, hey, I got $1 billion. I want to make the American Redoubt happen. I would put outposts where people could go and store up food and stuff for their family before they can move. Because I know a lot of you guys are trying to sell businesses, or you're trying to sell your homes, you're trying to get moved here. And so anyway, that's just not a reality right now. So it all is about relationships. Develop relationships with your friends, your family, and people that are already here that you know, and get things pre-positioned before you become immigrants with nothing but the clothes on your backs. Let's see. I do want to cover some news articles, some things before we get into some of the topics that I wanted to share with you and kind of bring you up to speed on just some of the stuff that's going on and other things that I want to pursue this coming week that I can bring to you next week. Don't forget to check out the new website, amron.com. If you don't know how to spell that, it's AMRRON. That's the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network.com. Lots of information specifically dedicated to the communications aspect of supporting the American Redoubt. And that's just one component of the American Redoubt movement. Radio Free Redoubt isn't a big giant ham radio website. That's what Amron.com is dedicated for, and it's the support, the communications support network, one of many parts of the infrastructure that we are working on to make sure that the American Readout succeeds. Don't forget, you can also follow us on Facebook.com/Radio Free Readout. Let's get into a couple of these news stories. And the news, of course, is sponsored by Glenn Tate, the author of the 299 Days book series about the collapse and the rebuilding. Books 1 through 7 are out. So check that out at 299days.com. Okay. Another great reason besides the drought, there is a Liberty drought in California. Students in California are being asked about their parents and their friends' parents' gun ownership during sports physicals. Very important information because it's all about safety, right? I mean, we're doing a physical, so we want to make sure that you're safe and you're physically safe. And, of course, these evil, horrible, inanimate objects that can jump up and bite you if you're not careful can harm children. So we want to make sure that your parents or your friends don't have any, or at least if they do, we can at least track them. So anyway, they're turning in the next generation of public school kids into snitches for their parents and their parents' friends who own guns. Another great reason to get out of California, California with a capital K. The Idaho Reporter is reporting this week. Some of you guys have been very concerned about this, and I am as well. But a House committee advanced a bill supposedly aimed toward giving domestic police powers to the National Guard. And this presents a serious problem because it follows the continuing trend of militarizing our police and turning our military into police. And now, I believe these people have the best intentions. What this strictly was for was only for drug interdiction, because there is a lot of drug movement along the southern, the northern border with Canada, going in both directions. Cocaine goes north and BC bud goes south. And Idaho and Montana are very porous, mountainous border areas. And so they're saying, hey, let's get some help with this. But really, what it comes down to is some of the drug problems that they have with a lot of the Central American immigrant communities in the southern parts of Idaho, where there's also a lot of drug trafficking. They want to give the National Guard in Idaho police powers to help with only with the narcotics portion. But once again, the proverbial camel's nose into the tent. You know what? The police go after the drugs. You don't need the National Guard. And let the National Guard be the military branch of our state's government. And the police, you do your policing. This is very dangerous. But the good news is, there are many, many conservatives, and the uproar can be heard throughout the American Readout. The House members and the senators are meeting this head on, surprising the people that are trying to push this bill through. I really predict this is going to fall flat on its face, and people are going to realize that something like this just ain't going to be tolerated in the Federal Republic of Idaho. So that's good. But we do have our own battles. Once again, what the liberals are trying to turn into a mecca of left-wing liberalism. In Coeur d'Alene, the college there, the North Idaho College, ran mostly by a bunch of, well, what would you expect from a higher indoctrination facility that is anti-gun. You see, the Coeur d'Alene, the Idaho legislature is pushing a state bill that would allow people with A, enhanced concealed weapons permits, and B, retired law enforcement, to carry concealed on a college campus. Well, the liberals went into a frenzy, running back and forth and bumping into each other and trying to figure out what to do. And so they frantically called together a board meeting, the board of trustees. And one of them adamantly, as an NRA member, lifelong pro Second Amendment, said absolutely not, because the board passed a measure saying absolutely no firearms on the school grounds, even if you're law enforcement retired or if you have an enhanced concealed weapons license, not a permit. Well, this, what's interesting is these guys always start off making their case with saying, I own a gun. So this guy Nilsen says, I own a handgun and I believe in the rights afforded by the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Do you hear a but coming? They always say, I own guns and I believe in the Second Amendment. But I also believe that the safety of our students is the most important thing, he said. Well, that's the whole point of allowing students, adults, to carry firearms. Because girls get raped in parking lots on college campuses. And the survivor stories are incredible of women who are able to defend themselves. This gal, Christy Wood, also on the board. You might know her name because I think we've mentioned her before. She is part of the human rights, left-wing, all equality, fuzzy feel-good organization there in Coeur d'Alene. She's also on this board. She says, I could never support this bill as it's written, but this board certainly cares about the safety of our students and our faculty and our administrators. No, they don't. We care about them, but we just don't want you to be able to defend yourself because the campus security there aren't armed either. So they're thinking, well, maybe we should arm them. It's just insanity. The battles never end, even in the American Redoubt. So anyway, I just kind of want to let you guys know what's going on there. I don't want you to have this Pollyanna view of the American Redoubt where there aren't liberals trying to push an agenda that seeks to disarm free people from being able to defend themselves. Okay, in other news, let's move on from that. The Senate Intelligence Committee held annual hearings this week on the nation's most significant security threats. Well, the Director of National Intelligence, along with the directors of the CIA, FBI, and Defense Intelligence Agency, gave testimony as the state of the overall threat environment facing the country. The full hearing transcript can be viewed over there at the site, and I'm going to post that on the Highlights of Resources posting. Of particular note were statements made by the Director of National Intelligence. His name is Clapper. Regarding the ongoing terrorist threat facing the homeland, he said, Al-Qaeda terrorist threat poses a greater challenge today than 10 years ago. Now, here's the thing. Right now, see, these guys are on a different level. This is Director of National Intelligence. If this was Homeland Security, they'd be re-emphasizing the homeland domestic terror threat as being, you know, homeschoolers and anti-abortion and pro-marriage, constitution-believing people. But these guys, the end is the same, because these guys are saying the Al-Qaeda terrorist threat is a huge threat now. Of course, they're saying that it's because of Snowden and all the intelligence leaks, because now they know all of our tricks. What Snowden did was reveal that our government is breaking the law. They are violating the Constitution. They are surveilling U.S. citizens. They are giving themselves power to detain any American citizen that they deem a homeland terror threat. So anyway, what they're trying to do is set the stage for more of a power grab. And so we need to be careful of this. Now, speaking of this, with the president, that's hard to say, this last week, saying that he reinforced his ambitions, or at least to let us know that reaffirmed his ambitions to be a dictator, and that he is going to take his agenda and push it forward regardless of whether or not our Congress supports it or not. So he's forgotten there's a legislative process that makes the laws, not him, but he's going to do it anyway. Not to mention all of the other things that he has pushed for that are blatantly, clearly unconstitutional, which means they are illegal, unapologetically, and now openly, not even trying to hide it anymore, violating the Constitution of the United States. Illegal acts. I got a letter from a very active patriot in the patriot community, gets involved pretty heavily in the political arena, wrote a letter to a representative Kathy McMorris Rogers in Washington State in the American Redoubt, saying that he hopes that her response to the State of the Union speech would include the word impeach somewhere. Her response, she said that, "I don't believe the impeachment of the president would move our nation forward or get our economy back on the path to economic prosperity." You hear this? This is a supposedly Republican conservative woman who people were actually very hopeful that she might actually be a champion for liberty, appears to be getting absorbed by the Borg and the National Republican Party platform politics, a rhino. So instead of holding a president accountable who is, his policies are unconstitutional and clearly illegal, instead of holding him accountable, we don't want to do that because that wouldn't move our nation forward or get our economy back on the path to economic prosperity. They don't get it. They don't get it that there is no path back to economic prosperity. It's mathematically impossible. So what they're doing right now is they're buying themselves time. The elite are using smoke and mirrors, which is why the collapse hasn't happened yet, because they're buying themselves time and they are positioning themselves. So you should be also. But that's the mentality of these people. There is a lot of talk about rebuilding after the collapse, but you know, we have to approach that very cautiously. If you guys aren't aware of it, last month, ICE in Iceland, they overthrew the government, and now citizens are rewriting the Constitution after a banking fraud. You won't hear about this in the mainstream slipstream media, but here's the article. Can you imagine participating in a protest outside the White House and forcing the entire U.S. government to resign? Can you imagine a group of randomly chosen private citizens rewriting the U.S. Constitution to include measures banning corporate fraud? It seems incomprehensible in the U.S., but Icelanders did just that. Icelanders forced their entire government to resign after a banking fraud scandal, overthrowing the ruling party and creating a citizens group tasked with writing a new constitution that offered a solution to prevent corporate greed from destroying the country. The Constitution of Iceland was scrapped and is being rewritten by private citizens using a crowdsourcing technique via social media channels like Facebook and Twitter. These events have been going on since 2008, yet there's been no word from the U.S. mainstream media about any of them. In fact, all of the events that unfolded were recorded by international journalists, overseas news bureaus, citizen journalists, and bloggers. This has created current accusations of an international cover-up of the story by mainstream U.S. news sources. Are you surprised? Okay. They don't want the general public to see this kind of a story happening, but for those who would be tempted to glamorize this, see how they are rebuilding this. The Constitution of Iceland was scrapped and is now being written by private citizens using crowdsourcing technique via social media channels such as Facebook and Twitter. So what you have now is a constitution based on what? Is it based on godly principles, something that will last? Or is it being written by whims, by the ever-shifting social influences and what's popular and what's in? Pure democracy, they will hail this as. And you know what pure democracy is? Mob rule. They are writing a new constitution using techniques of crowdsourcing media channels and Facebook and Twitter. This is dangerous. That's a dangerous trend. What we need to do is restore the Constitution of the United States, even if the United States fragments, like it probably will, based on history. When an empire falls, it fragments and then it becomes smaller several nation states. The demographics of the American Redoubt support the notion that this area could conceivably be its own republic at some point in the future if America collapses, like so many people are predicting. If you try to use anything other than the original United States Constitution and the spirit that it was written in, that's critical, it will fail. It will fail. There has never in history been anything that comes close to the United States Constitution. Ever. The Roman Empire got the closest with the Republic. But see, they have to kill the Republic, otherwise the Constitution will live on. So you don't hear anybody, even the Republicans don't even say Republic anymore. They say our democracy, this democracy. Shame on them. They are part of the problem intentionally, or they have allowed themselves to become deceived. This is not a democracy. This is a republic. And it was forged by godly men who wrote a constitution that no other document on the face of the planet can even come close to, cannot hold a candle to. That and our Declaration of Independence, which was the foundational document for our Constitution. They try to separate that, but they're inseparable. If the people have to rewrite a constitution, you restore what's there, you preserve what was there in the original constitution, and then you build things into it that the founding fathers didn't have the insight into for one reason or another, where the ilk got in there and twisted things. And found loopholes and gaps, areas that should have been very much more clearly defined. But they didn't have to clearly define it. They were all on the same page then. They knew what they meant. And they thought that everyone else, including hopefully the following generations, would as well. But boy, they found their way in, didn't they? This article's going around with this rebuilding, rewriting the Constitution. Hey, look what they're doing. Maybe we could too. Danger. Danger, danger. Just remember that. There is a radio show for homeschooling RV moms. You believe that? There's enough people out there homeschooling, traveling around the country in RVs that they actually have a television show. But this was sent in from some people that are supportive of, you know, the homeschooling trend and the homeschooling lifestyle. And so this might actually be something that might be entertaining at least, but also might be very informative for the homeschooling crowd. Thought that I would just pass that along. This is from the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show Network. And it's going to have, they have 16 weekly podcasts already serving the homeland, the homeschool community. And I'll post, the links to that. That's at ultimateradioshow.com. And we'll have more on that. Anyway, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about some American Readout stuff and Amron. And I'm also going to leave you with an audio file tonight that I'm going to post that you guys, I'm going to give you a little training exercise. And then I've got a lot of work to do to start getting ready for next week's show, because we are going to have several people we're going to be interviewing. And it's just going to be a full show next week. And I'm excited about that. So, hey, stick around, and we'll be right back here on the Voice of the American Readout.
So, did all of you do your civic duty and watch the State of the Union address last week? I did, and all I heard was a dictator who was going to create rules he thinks are best, spend money we don't have, and raise the minimum wage that won't actually affect anyone. This is Sunday, February 2nd, 2014. I am Fox 519, and you are listening to Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Readout. Welcome back. Well, I'm not surprised how the president's speech was delivered. In fact, it was on par for him. He told some lies, he promised some things he couldn't deliver, and then told America he was going to make his own rules because, in his words, "Wherever and whenever I can take steps without legislation to expand opportunity for American families, that's what I'm going to do." His lies truly know no bounds, and he told some real whoppers this week. I'm going to go ahead and share them with you and how they're going to impact our economy. Lie number one, we have the, quote, lowest unemployment rate in 5 years. Did I not disprove this last week? Again, the president is touting the U3 level of unemployment, not the U6 level that includes everybody. Remember, the unemployment rate is 23.3% of the latter half of last year, not this 7% nonsense that he's pitching. Remember, we looked at the numbers last week. Lie number two. After 4 years of economic growth, corporate profits and stock prices have rarely been higher. Yes, they are absolutely higher, but it is not through free market growth. It is due to the Federal Reserve Bank printing $85 billion a month, 40% of which is lent to the Treasury to pay the interest on the debt that is owed back to the same institution that lent it to you. The remaining 60% is used to purchase stocks on the open market. Yes, the stocks are higher, but they're artificially inflated, Mr. President. Lie number three, and this is the real big one that I have a problem with. Independent economists say that immigration reform will grow our economy and shrink our deficits by almost $1 trillion in the next 2 decades. This lie is complete garbage. I mean, it couldn't be any further from the truth. How will allowing 11.7 million people to instantly become citizens to take advantage of government entitled programs like SNAP and TANF and other government programs like Obamacare? This is just a lie. It'll instantly require bigger government spending and will push us further into the financial mire. Not only that, if the Democrats push this through, they're going to create 11.7 million new voters for the progressive left side. After watching the speech, it was interesting to hear some of the commentators say that our president, he had a policy problem. He wasn't able to get things through. No, our president doesn't have a policy problem. He's got a truth problem. He opens his mouth and lies come out, things that are damaging to our economy. So yes, the president, he's going to try to push these things through. He's going to try to spin this stuff to make everybody believe that everything's okay. But the items I mentioned above are just small potatoes compared to this next item that he talked about in his speech. While the president droned on the speech for the night, he introduced a new idea for young investors, MyRA. According to the president, he's going to direct the Treasury to offer a government-backed bond fund to young investors to build their retirement dollars. This is a sham. It's going to cost the loss of millions of dollars to young people when the government begins to take those funds to cover their operational costs. How do you know this, I ask? Here is the proof. Money has been stolen from bond funds before, and they haven't given the money back yet. In May of last year, the Treasury borrowed $300 billion from the pension fund and used it to fund past operations. Those funds were borrowed from the pensions that were actually directed into the bonds that future retirees are now seeing on their investment summaries. These funds were supposed to be replaced during the last temporary debt ceiling increase. But there were reports as of year end that people were looking on those statements and they were still showing those bond funds in those dollars. The problem lies here. Now the precedent has been set to take the money from retirees and fund the government. What's to stop them from taking money from these new MyRAs? I would not recommend anyone, repeat, not recommend anyone invest in this program. You will lose your retirement. We all will at some point, but if you invest in MyRA, you're going to lose yours a lot sooner. Finally, what I consider to be the most shameless lie of the evening, the president held up a Mrs. Misty DeMars, who in May of 2013 lost her job but was held up as an example of someone who lost her unemployment benefits at the end of the year. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this one. If Misty lost her job at the end of May, and the period from April to January is roughly 40 weeks instead of the federal period for unemployment is 99 weeks instead of the standard 52, she still has plenty of time to find work. But even if my 99 figure is wrong, she would still have an additional 5 to 6 weeks. Let me be clear, my quarrel is not with Mrs. DeMars, is with our president, who is a liar. He's told too many lies. He lied about the economy, he lied about the unemployment rate, he lied about everything he could possibly lie about in an evening. Fellow readouters, this president, we cannot trust him. Please, please make sure that you are able to stand on your own 2 feet financially. So based on what I've told you this evening, and if the president gets his way, which he probably will, here's what I'm going to do with my finances. It's time to move your funds into liquid accounts. Yes, there can be tax penalties, and talk to your tax professional about those. But however, if the markets go south and Europe continues to have issues this summer, and we raise the debt ceiling in February, you'll want to access your cash sooner rather than later. If you're in an IRA CD, move it to an IRA money market or savings. Most banks can do that for you, and there won't be a tax penalty. Now, there may be a penalty against the CD that you're drawing against, but let me ask you this question. Is losing 1% better than losing at all? Well, thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the breakdown of the president's speech. And for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a Revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
Okay, we're back in segment two of two. There won't be two segments this episode. Episode 14-05, because we are winging it. I am totally shooting from the hip tonight, but for good reason. Because we've got the signal operating instructions out there, and many of you in your hot little hands, you are reviewing it right now. We want your feedback. Please tell us what you think of it. Post your comments on the page or the posting over there on Amron.com and at RadioFreeReadout.com to let us know what you think. A lot of work went into that, a lot of feedback, a lot of discussion went back and forth between myself and several of the senior Amron radio operators across the country that have been very gracious with stepping forward and being my multiple the committee of Elmers, and they've just been wonderful. This segment is sponsored in part, actually it's sponsored by two different of our sponsors, Keady Armor. They produce AR-500 body armor, and they have some amazing test plates that they're stopping 308 with this stuff, front plate, side plate, front and back and side plates. And they carry the full, body armor plate carrier systems and drop pouches and everything else. Very squared away company. Very, just amazing people. And then also, Amp3 Medical, from www.amp-3.net. They are also sponsoring this segment. Great group of people, and they've been very active in the American Readout movement, and especially very key players in the recent explosion in the growth of Amron. They've got some classes coming up. Of course, they teach wound care, suture techniques, and everything else at their preparedness expos that they go to. They got one coming up in March 23rd in Phoenix, Arizona. For you guys that are going to be in that area, hands-on training with their suture class. Dave does an amazing job over there. And, of course, all of their medical and specialty gear that they sell over there at amp-3.net. You can check them out. Top-of-the-line stuff. Okay, the Survival Summit that aired last week. I was hoping to do a review this week, but I'm not going to make any more excuses. I just, you guys already understand what I've been up against. So I'm not going to do that. But that has created an incredible amount of activity. We've got, I don't know how many more Amron operators. Oh, we are, I'll tell you what, we got buried in an avalanche. We do not do this for a living. We do it because it's a cause and we believe it. And when I say we, I mean the partisans at Radio Free Readout bust their butts. And I'll tell you what, it is not uncommon for me to sit there at 1:30 in the morning exchanging emails with somebody who's working on the website or trying to process new readouters or working on the a page or trying to hammer something out. And we're working together on projects. Okay, so please be patient. We don't do this for a living. And the volunteers are doing this out of their from the bottom of their heart, and it's taken up to a week now to process some of the new Amron members and members of the American Readout Network that are coming on board. So please be patient with us. I got some great letters of support, and you guys have been so understanding. I thank you. But every now and then, somebody starts getting a little bit impatient, just asking and just chill out a little bit. You're not forgotten. If you don't hear from us in a week, just wave your hand in front of us to make sure you didn't fall through the cracks. But it's taken about a week to get people up to speed. Afternoon, John. Here's a letter. I am interested in participating in the Radio Free Readout rebroadcasting station program. He's talking about the Black Echo rebroadcasting station under Amron. How can I find out the details? Where can I purchase the equipment? I'd appreciate a copy of that email myself. Thank you. And this is from a listener in Massachusetts. Okay, we've had several people, and I did email him directly. I've had several people inquire about the Black Echo rebroadcasting station program. And what they're talking about here is low power FM and low power AM transmitters that broadcast on the commercial radio station dial. But they transmit in legally, but in an emergency situation, if commercial broadcasting stations start going down and there's a information blackout because of a grid down situation, a lot of these transmitters are capable of boosting up to higher power, you know, 7 watts, 15, 25 watts, where you can talk, 15, 20 miles with direct line of sight, you know, from an elevated place. And so we have people that do that on a very low power in just their immediate neighborhoods. And they do that legally. But we call that the Black Echo Rebroadcasting Station Program. And there's been a great deal of interest in that. I'm going to write an article about that this week. It's going to be posted. And I'm going to post that to Amron.com. And we're going to talk about all the in and outs. And I'm going to give you equipment lists, equipment reviews, some of the good, some of the bad things to consider. And then that will be posted over there. So hopefully that'll answer a lot of people's questions. And we will be working on a comms up video specifically for the Black Echo rebroadcasting station program. More on that forthcoming. Here's another one. And this ties in with this. You guys, thank you for your help with the poll that we did. Where did you move to in the American Readout? Or if you're planning to come here and haven't made it yet, where do you plan on going? Well, Idaho takes the lead at 51% of the vote. The poll is closed, by the way. Second place is 15% Montana. 10% goes to Wyoming. 7% Eastern Washington. And 6% to Eastern Oregon. So by far, Idaho is at the top of the list for patriots, God-fearing, liberty-minded people that are fleeing occupied America. And they are headed to free America in the American Readout. Now, of those, 11% of them said they chose other. So what is other? Well, one said Eastern Oregon, one for Tennessee, one for North Florida, one for Alaska, one for Colorado. Two are planning or they relocated strategically to South Central Missouri. There's a conservative hotspot. And of course, East Texas was one. There's another conservative hotspot. Actually, all of these are, well, I don't know about North Florida, but it's definitely better in a grid down situation than Southern Florida. I got a letter here. I really enjoy your show. I make it a priority to listen to them. Thank you, by the way, for listening. We really appreciate you being out there. He says, the Lord had me move from the belly of the beast, Washington, D.C. area. Boy, he described that accurately. Back in 1999 to what may become a segment of the Appalachian Redoubt in the Pisgah, I believe that's Pisgah, P-I-S-G-A-H. I have never seen that word before. Pisgah National Forest, not far from Tennessee. If you have a website or contact for the Appalachian Redoubt, I'd appreciate you letting me know. I'm not finding much on the web. Okay, there is a website, Southern Redoubt, which is mostly the Appalachian Redoubt, but it's kind of in hibernation sleep mode because the Patriot who started that redoubted from Florida up to Georgia, right up in there, you know, close to the mountains, with the vision for the Appalachian Redoubt and trying to get momentum going there. There has been the most interest in, besides the American Redoubt, it's probably a tie between Texas and the Appalachian Redoubt. I really firmly believe that the Appalachian Redoubt will be the sister redoubt to the American Redoubt. Very strong, conservative, very mountainous area, defensible, lots of natural resources there. And it's on the East Coast. That is the unfortunate part, but it is in many places very remote there across the Appalachian Redoubt. Most importantly, demographically, it is very conservative. A lot of patriots in that area. So I've just had so many people ask about that. And I've talked with Sam Culper from Guerrilla America about trying to develop a strategy to kind of formalize the Appalachian Redoubt movement and start to create momentum in that direction for people that are, I mean, you're just so firmly entrenched in the South. You are not going to move to the Northwest. Unlike a lot of people that do, but you're not. I'm an Appalachian Redoubt guy, and this is where I'm staying. Okay, fine. You're not alone, and we will be allies, which is why we need Amron so we can stay connected with one another. So anyway, a lot more on that in the future. But right now, it's kind of, like I said, it's in sleep mode. Last week, I mentioned that there was a couple up in Port Hill, Idaho, had a confrontation with some Border Patrol personnel, including their supervisor, who even went so far as to threaten their dog. Well, thank you to the redoubter out there who knows them personally and lined things up. Because I got this whirlwind picked me up and carried me over to another part of the American Redoubt this week. I did not get a chance to follow up with them, but I will. And I want to set up an interview this week so I can talk to them and then we can have them on the air next Sunday for episode 1406. Very cool. Let's see, what else? The Amron group that just started up in Northeast Washington, the other one. And we've got another one. Actually, they're fairly close to each other, kind of fledgling, both of them, but they got wobbly legs under them and everything. We're going to help them out. We've got some experienced Amron operators. They're going to get their comms up and then get them among themselves communicating and then tie them in to the other communities in the American Redoubt and then to the national network. Pretty good stuff. The new SOI. Oh, that's really, I've gotten some positive feedback on that, which is great because I worked really hard on it. But I had to keep myself from making it a book. Mrs. Schmidt kept going, remember, it's supposed to be like 10 pages, just a little SOI, a quick reference. And I'm like, no, I know, but there's so many things I want to add. I need to add it. But I'm like, hold on. Okay. I'm working on a book based on this. This is just an SOI. This is just a quick reference, a ready reference. So it still ended up being 40 pages, but I wanted to have a lot of resources there. I want it to be very functional, usable, and the interactive, if you keep it in digital form, you know, it's interactive. You click on something in the table of contents, it'll take you to that part of the document in the SOI. But I also want you guys to print those out. Really important. And more people are adopting this. See, the merger between Amron and Tappern, by the way, We're dropping Taprin. It's not T-A-P-R-E-N. We're going back to the original Taprin. We had a meeting with some of the Taprin, the round table, the grand council and tribal leaders of Taprin. And they said, yeah, let's just stick with Taprin. Why are we trying to change it? Oh, it's already, people already know it as Taprin. So anyway, since then, we've adapted a lot of their communication protocol. They've adapted ours and, well, Amron's and Channel 3 project. And now we've got the Georgia Prepper Network and several other prepper networks that have adopted the Amron Taprin communications plan. And what's really exciting is the Oath Keepers are developing communications protocols, and they're starting to form a network where they have communications ahead of communications for the Oath Keepers. And they're trying to get them up and running in all 50 states. And right now they have them in several states. And I just heard from another one where they are looking at the communication plan for Amron, and they are adopting that as the standardized communication plan for Oath Keepers as well in some of the different states. And so, you know, that's really exciting. And, you know, as long as we can keep like-minded patriots connected, which is going to be critical in the future. And so, anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. It's really cool. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. But I want to give you guys a little bit of a assignment. I have a couple of audio files that I'm going to upload to the Highlights and Resources posting late tonight when most of you are getting your beauty sleep. I'm going to be posting that up there. I want you to go to Amron and look at the resources and find the free downloadable FL Digi program. Download it. That will allow you to encode and decode digital communications, you know, text going over the radio. This uses your audio, your sound card. There are two modes that we use now for the Amron plan. One's called MT63-1000L. You'll see it in the drop-down menu. It's not hard. I want you to plow your way through it and figure it out. It is so simple. Hey, remember too, YouTube is your friend. Okay, if you want to learn something, and we are going to be producing more videos to support Amron and the communications program, but it'll be really easy for you to decode this. And there's a message there. And then also there will be another one under Contestia 4/250. There'll be two messages there, and I want you to be able to hear what those sound like to the naked ear. It sounds like a fax machine on meth, but that is actually text, and you can transmit that over the airways when voice communications can't get through. And the cool thing about MT63 for the local 2-meter stuff, that has error correction, so you're not going to get a digit wrong. And that's super important. If you have a doctor that needs to send a prescription over, yeah, give this guy so much, milligrams of such and such. You don't want to get that wrong, right? So the error correction, really important, especially for the local communications nets. Good stuff. Anyway, I'll have those for you. I'm going to go ahead and break this off, guys, because I've got to get back to several things like responding to a lot of you that just paid $1.99 for the SOI. And you know what? A few of you guys even paid more. Here's $4. Here's $6. You know, here's $5 just for the cause. Now, it's worth it. It's worth the information in there is what would you pay for that to have that at your fingertips? You know, it's worth $10 as far as worth and value. But I want it. I'm not in this, you know, to get rich. I'm in this because I believe in it. But I want to try to recoup some of the costs and some of the overhead. So, hey, $1.99, there's no excuse not to get it. I want to make it so as many people as possible, thousands of people, can put this in their hand and have this as part of their communication plan, printed out along with the rest of your stuff in your communications binder. There's another one forthcoming. There will be an enhanced SOI. That's going to be a different program that I've been working on for a while here. I'll give you guys more information on that as we get closer. Lots of changes coming this year, guys. And we're under the gun. We're running out of time. So thank you for all you guys, all the work that you guys do to prepare, to stay connected, to stay informed, and try to inform others. Remember to inform others about Radio Free Readout, the American Readout movement, and share Radio Free Readout with your like-minded friends and family. And we're going to talk about OPSEC next week also, because there's some things that just need to be addressed for your safety, for all of us. So anyway, with that, you guys have a blessed week. This is the Voice of the American Readout. I am John Jacob Schmidt. God bless all of you. Good night.